Proclamation number 8432 of 7th of March, 1963. Judgment. Warning of the adversary's action. You shall always receive the strength to be active for me if this is your will. You can be certain that I will guide your thoughts correctly and that you will therefore judge rightly and justly if this is also your will. For I know your heart, I know your thoughts, and if I myself want you to receive the truth from me and spread it, I must also place the certainty in you to live in truth, and I must grant you the right faculty of judgment or you would not be suitable for spreading the truth. There is much spiritual knowledge which is represented as originating from me and yet does not originate from me but from my adversary. Consider that the light from above, which brightly illuminates everything and breaks through the darkness, snatches much of my adversary's following away and that he therefore does everything to prevent this, to dim the light because he is no longer able to extinguish it. And thus he will appear under a mask, he will want to do the same as me. He will find vessels enough who do not see through him and are therefore willing servants to him. And through these he will also make himself known, yet not through the working of my spirit, which he will never be able to cause to express itself. But he tries to influence a person's own intellectual thinking in such a way that the results of his intellect are given as imparted spiritual knowledge by people who want to excel but still lack the right humble attitude towards me and who also don't want to refrain from their actions because the desire for truth does not fill them in such a way that I could protect them from erroneous thinking. Moreover, the activity from the spirit world is particularly obvious in the last days, for my adversary also influences the souls in darkness to provide people with erroneous mental knowledge, and since people often strive for spiritual contact with this world which still belongs to the adversary, the preconditions are also given for spiritual instructions which cannot claim to be true. Yet all this is merely the result of people's wrong way of life who do not live in accordance with my will and are therefore particularly exposed to such misguidance in the last days. And I can only ever warn you not to believe everything that is offered to you in spiritual knowledge. Yet I cannot force you, neither to reject what is wrong nor to accept what is true. I must leave it up to you but give every human heart a fine sense as soon as it only desires the pure truth. However, the fact that people will be extremely harassed by my adversary in the last days has been constantly announced to you, and it is understandable that he will try everything to oppose me and the pure truth. And his trick is to seemingly give the same and yet to instruct people completely erroneously, because he knows that error will not achieve the goal which the human being is supposed to reach on earth and which I want to help him achieve through the transmission of my word. His constant endeavor is to cause confusion, and since love alone kindles a bright light in the human being which also exposes error but people have little love, error will also take frightening hold. But you, who have offered yourselves to me of your own free will to serve me in the pure truth, should know this. You shall not be deceived by him, and therefore I place the will to defend yourselves in your heart, and I will also make myself known to you where I myself am at work and guide the pure truth to earth. For I pour out my spirit upon all flesh, but this also includes that people's thinking is guided correctly and that they therefore also hear the expression of my spirit and express it in conversations. You will be able to ascertain the agreement and then also know that my spirit works in those who cross your path and also immediately recognize the value of what I myself convey to you from above. And believe that I enlighten every person's thinking who seriously only strives for truth and takes the path to me, who alone can give him pure truth. and whatever you humans receive should always be examined with the sincere desire to only serve me and the pure truth, and then you will certainly recognize where the spiritual knowledge originated from. For many false Christs and many false prophets will appear in the end, against whom I have warned you constantly and always. But you must also acknowledge genuine prophets through whom I myself make myself known to people, who is the eternal truth. Amen.